ABC News Radio national correspondent joining us live. Good morning, Aaron. Hope you had a good weekend. Eyes are still very much on this war between Israel and Hamas, and Israel announcing making gains on trying to get the hostages out and killing terrorists. But also, how is Hamas funded? And we talk about Tehran behind Hezbollah and Hamas. Take it away, Aaron.
Yes. So this is really interesting. We are seeing that crypto, not surprisingly, is supporting much of Iran's funding of Hamas. They have been obviously the largest benefactor to Hamas for a long time. But there's now these digital wallets that are able to transfer much more than a couple of $1 million here, $1 million there. They are moving roughly, the U.S. says, about $100 million goes from Tehran to Hamas annually. They're doing it via crypto. And a lot of what they're doing this with is money transfers, the traditional sense that were used for remittance payments for folks, family members working abroad, sending their money back. They now have kind of co-opted these to move this money, this informal method of transferring money that's not physical from one place to the other is now completely dominated by crypto.
Interesting. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. All right, Aaron, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.